Well, good morning. Welcome. My name is Dan Globus. I am the director and lead mindfulness meditation instructor for Meditation House. We provide mindfulness meditation sessions and programs to corporations. We've been doing this now for, it's coming into 15 years now, and teaching for at least that long, a little bit longer. And I have a meditation practice that goes back for over 5 decades ago. So I've been doing this for a very long time. I love what I do. I love leading people in mindfulness meditation. And we're going to be here together for approximately the next 27 minutes. And the session is being recorded, just the video and audio, just of yours truly. And this will be made available to Lindsay so she can share it with you guys, so that if you want to listen to it again, watch it again, you can do that. I'm going to jump into this very quickly because for me, whether it's 25 or 30 minutes, it goes by very, very quickly. And I want you guys to get the full benefit from this. So in order to fully benefit from this, I'm going to ask you to do a few things. First, unless you're using your phone for the session, please silence your phone. And most importantly, turn your phone over if you'd be kind enough so that you're not going to be tempted to look at any text messages coming in. Thank you. It's very important that you make yourself comfortable as possible. For most of us, we're sitting in an office chair, whether we're working remotely or at home, but whatever you're sitting on is absolutely fine. It is preferable to sit as opposed to standing, as opposed to laying down. And you want to make sure that your hands are resting gently on your thighs or your knees. The back should be upright, but not so upright that brings any discomfort to you. Shoulders should be resting in their lowest position. When we start the session, when we start the meditative part of the session, you can have your eyes open or closed or partially open. It's your choice. I generally don't speak too much about mindfulness and meditation in these sessions because most of us know what it is, but I will say a few things about it. My desire in all these sessions always is to jump into the session so I can give you guys an experience that will allow you to walk away from the session feeling relaxed, calm, focused, possibly even happy. Meditation, as I was originally taught, and I was originally taught by a Tibetan Buddhist monk a little more than 15 years ago, is a practice. It is something that we should be doing on a daily basis, hence the word practice. It only requires 5 minutes or more of your time. A lot of people sit for 20 minutes, 40 minutes, over an hour. That's entirely up to them, but 5 minutes is sufficient for people that lead a very busy lifestyle. In developing a practice, we want to commit to a particular time of day and stay consistent with that. We want to make sure that wherever we do this practice, it's as quiet and as uncluttered as possible. You make a commitment to this, and you make a commitment to the practice because mindfulness and meditation, they are tools that allow us to bring about change. The reason why we sit and we do this thing called meditation is because there's something in our lives that we wish to address. For most of us, we have this hyperactive mind, so much stuff always going on within our minds, and we can't calm it down. And sometimes we might even shout inside our mind, shut up, quiet down. This is how loud it can get for some of us. Some of us lay in bed at night because we can't calm the mind, can't calm the body. Meditation is this tool that allows us to understand that you can quiet down all those thoughts, all that stuff that's constantly going on inside of there, the need to fixate onto specific thoughts on a regular basis. You can train your mind so that you're not constantly fixated on these different things. You can train your body to become more relaxed. When meditation is practiced on a regular basis, you will find that you are a calmer person. You can be in the presence of absolutely anyone, no matter what's going on, and you can still be there feeling fully present, mindful, and not feel that you have to get caught up in whatever is going on in front of you, whatever noise, whatever agitation, whatever it is. I like to try to keep things a little bit humorous about this. I mean, there's people that push our buttons all the time, right? There's people in our personal lives. You know, some people have friends, they have family members that seem to push our buttons. There's people at work that may push our buttons. We react to people at different levels for different reasons. Meditation gives you the ability to be in that person's presence without feeling overwhelmed by whatever it is, whatever buttons that they're pushing in you. The bigger things that meditation does for you, and more serious stuff, is it helps you stay physically healthy because we're not stressed out as much. It allows us to, if we're ill with a cold, flu, whatever illness it is, it allows us to heal faster and to not become sick as often. Meditation, from a professional point of view, allows us to become better listeners to our clients, to our coworkers, to our managers, our bosses. It allows us to present better. Yeah, we become much better presenters. We can go into these boardroom meetings. We can go into meetings and feel like, you know, not feel like one of those people. It's like, oh, please don't call on me. You want to be called upon. You have something to say when you have something to say. The relationship between you and your coworkers, you and your family, through meditation will dramatically improve. And all you have to do is start practicing, and you're going to see that people start responding to you in a very different way. They dote on you. They want to listen to you. They want to hear what you have to say. They feel your support. It's a wonderful thing. These are some of the benefits to mindfulness and meditation. But to really understand it is to practice it. And that's exactly what we're going to do right now. Let's start out by taking a nice deep in-breath. Please breathe in as deeply as you can through your nostrils. And breathe out through an open mouth. And stay there just for a couple of seconds. We're going to do this two more times. Taking a nice deep in-breath through the nostrils. And a nice big out-breath. And stay there. And one last deep in-breath. Breathe in as deeply as you can. And with this out-breath, say these words. Letting go. Letting go. Letting go. Letting go. Now let your breathing return to normal. And breathe gently. Breathe in. Breathe out through the nostrils or mouth, whichever you prefer. Staying there when the breath has left you, just for a second or two. And noticing in that second or two how the breath makes you feel. With each in-breath and each out-breath, you can start to feel a sense of letting go. A sense that we can take all those thoughts swirling around in our minds and just releasing them, letting them rest. We use the breath and meditation as an anchoring point, as a focal point, as a tool to help bring our minds back to a neutral state, Each time you sit, we learn to use the amazing breath more and more to bring calm and stillness to us. We learn how during the course of the day, when something happens that brings us into a difficult space, space of stress and anxiety, space of anger, space of fear, that we can turn to this beautiful tool, our friend, the breath, and it can help us to neutralize these feelings. Learn to feel the breath as it enters into your body and leaves your body, as you learn to feel this, because we don't notice this on a daily basis. You're going to find that if you follow this breath in and out of your body, we start to relax. We start to feel more present. Notice in this moment your hands resting on your body. If your hands or arms are on the hand rests of a chair, just move them inside and place them on your body. Allow yourself to feel a gentle touch between your fingertips and that part of your body that your hands are resting on. This simple act is an act of mindfulness. It allows us to notice that we are present, that we're not engaged in whatever thoughts. And if you are, if you notice that the mind is drifting away and you're really not listening to my voice, that's okay. Simply notice those thoughts. With your next in-breath, make the conscious decision to take those thoughts and pull them away with that in-breath. And with the out-breath, let those thoughts go. Let them rest. Let them be. Our biggest challenge as first-time meditators, as meditators who do this infrequently, as people who've tried this but struggled with this practice, is to calm the mind. Not shut it off. We're not looking to shut off our minds, but just to bring some calm, some peace to it. Here's some tricks to help you to accomplish this. With your next in-breath, breathe in a little bit deeper, a little bit longer. With the out-breath, once again, breathe out a little bit longer, a little bit deeper. When that breath has completely left you, just stay there for a second or two before you breathe back in. Now, let us truly start to follow the breath. With your next in-breath, feel the breath within your lungs and feel the lungs and your chest expand. With your out-breath, feel the lungs collapse, the chest come in, feel the abdomen contracting. Notice these things with each in-breath and each out-breath. What we're doing right now is bringing ourselves back to our natural state, a very calm, peaceful state of mind, a very relaxed, calm body. We're going to multiply these feelings now by visiting a place that I've brought so many people to, a place where many people find a sense of calm and peacefulness. I'd like you to imagine yourself standing on a beach, any beach that you wish, one that you visited once, many times, or have always wanted to go to. And I'd like you to wiggle your toes and imagine feeling the sand between your toes. How does the sand feel? Can you feel the warmth of the sand? Can you feel the graininess of the sand? Now imagine yourself starting to walk on this beach and feel the sand pressing up on the balls of your feet. Imagine yourself walking very mindfully, very slowly, from heel to forefoot. And with each step, we feel sensations rising up from the lowest point in our bodies all the way to the crown of our heads. Feel yourself fully present in this moment on this beach, able to notice all your surrounding, the sights, the sounds, the smells of the beach. Let us first notice the sun above us. The sun is not too strong, not strong enough. It's just right. Imagine feeling the sun warm your body at this moment. Sometimes when we imagine this, we can even feel a bit of a tingling sensation. As we go through these different elements, just know that you're breathing in as you're breathing in. Know that you're breathing out as you're breathing out. You don't have to focus in on it. We just know that we're doing this. Now bring your attention to the sense of smell and breathe in. And imagine smelling the air that surrounds an ocean, that surrounds a beach. You might be able to smell a brininess, a saltiness. There's a unique smell to every beach, every ocean. And with that smell, imagine that you're breathing in this healthy, life-giving air. Now turn to the sense of hearing. You might detect, imagine, some seagulls flying above us. You will certainly hear the sounds of the waves as they come crashing onto the shoreline. Hear the waves within your mind, crashing onto the shoreline, and then the water returning to the ocean with a calmness, a peacefulness, a stillness. Notice a rhythm of the waves coming onto the shoreline, curling onto the shoreline, and then returning back into the ocean. At first, these sounds were very powerful. But yet when the water returns to the ocean, there's that calmness, that peacefulness, Try to imagine these waves within your mind, seeing them, seeing the rhythm of the waves curling onto the shoreline. Some of us have sat on beaches for long periods of time and just watched the ocean, watched the waves, listened to the waves. The ocean and waves have a very hypnotic effect, but there's something very familiar about it. In this moment, notice your breathing as you imagine seeing and listening to the waves. Some of us imagine the in-breath as the waves curling onto the shoreline. We then imagine, with the out-breath, the water returning to the ocean. There is a cycle in our breath that is like the cycle of the waves coming onto the shoreline, then returning. See if you can notice the relationship between these two. Notice with each out-breath how you bring calm and stillness to the mind and to your body. Let's stay there just for a few moments and allow the effect of the mind being at peace. If you find your mind drifting, attaching to something in the future, something in the past, simply deepen your in-breath a little bit. And with the out-breath, let those thoughts rest. Notice in this moment how your body feels. Look for any signs of stillness, ease, comfort, relaxation. Sometimes when we meditate, the body feels very light. Sometimes it even disappears on us for a little while. Notice your mind. When we first sat, maybe the mind was hyperactive, very busy with thoughts. Maybe you've noticed the mind calming a bit. Look for any elements of stillness, peacefulness, elements of focus, maybe even elements of happiness. All of these are signs that you've meditated, that you've connected with the meditative state. Throughout the remainder of the day, should your mind or body become agitated, if there's any discomfort in either, simply close your eyes, take in a deep in-breath, deep out-breath, and imagine yourself back on this beach. We're going to take a nice deep cleansing breath now. Please take in a nice deep in breath. And a nice big out breath. Now bring your attention down to your feet and gently wiggle your toes. Bring your attention to your hands and gently wiggle your fingers. Bring your attention to all of your senses, the sense of touch, sense of taste, sense of smell, sense of hearing, and finally the sense of sight. And very slowly, as you're ready, open your eyes and become fully present.